So today we have a very special episode. We are so excited to bring you this one. It is our 100th episode of the Smart Influencer Podcast. Yay! Cheers!
Super exciting.
I know. So we thought this would be a great episode to talk about some of our favorite guests over the past 100 episodes, because there have been so many. We've learned so many important things and just had such a great time. This is definitely the best part of my week.
It is. It's my favorite thing we do. So we're going to hit a highlights reel. I'll talk about all the cool people we had. So if you somehow missed an episode, you know which ones we had a fun time recording, I guess. And then hopefully our brains will be on and we can remember some of the most important tips we gathered from those episodes as well. And we'll share those.
Smart Influencer Podcast brings you inspiring interviews and provides you with actionable tips and strategies to help you work smarter and scale faster. I'm Corinne.
And I'm Christina. Today's episode is brought to you by our cornerstone product, the Smart Influencer System. Are you overwhelmed by all of the moving parts of your business? Have you tried organizing your content and social shares in a spreadsheet, but they get out of control? Are you tired of looking for files and notes that are scattered all over? Well, we've created a business management system exclusively for online influencers.
Our Smart Influencer System has everything you need to streamline your content and organize your business in one single place. As influencers, we've tried all of the systems out there and nothing suited our needs. So we built the Smart Influencer System for ourselves. This system changed our businesses forever. You can check out the demo at thesmartinfluencer.com/system.
So let's start with a disclaimer, first of all, that these are not the only ones that we enjoy doing.
Right.
If we did that, we'd be on here for hours and hours. Yes. So we can't highlight them all, but we enjoyed every single one. We're just going to hit on some of the highlights. So number one, I'm giving a huge shout out to Jenny Melrose. And here's why. She is the catalyst for actually bringing the Smart Influencer Podcast to life. So this was just a random idea I had in the back of my brain. I was scared to do it. I didn't know what to do. And she basically kicked me way outside of my box. She just punted me out of the box and said, do it. And kind of forced me kicking and screaming to do it. And here we are.
She did. And then, because Christina started the podcast alone, and then we were doing group coaching with Jenny, and we're working on some other projects together. And Jenny very gently led us to the idea of co-hosting the podcast, which is how I got to become part of this wonderful, wonderful thing that Christina created. So,
and added so much more value to it. So, I mean, it's just been a great adventure, and I'm so grateful to Jenny for actually kicking me out of my comfort zone and making me do this. So we recorded a couple episodes with her, and we encourage you to go listen to those. They are priceless.
Yep. She knows what she's talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the very first episode we recorded together with another guest was with Grayson, who, if you interact with me in my business life at all, or if you've listened to the podcast, you hear his name over and over again, because Grayson is my go-to for tech support. He is not only amazing at what he does at managing the back end of sites, but just an amazing human, really. Like, he's accomplished a lot personally, but he's just an all-around great guy. I first met Grayson before I realized what he did in a Facebook group, because I had posted a question. There was some tech thing I was trying to solve that I couldn't figure out. And despite the fact he had a business and could have just said, hey, here, go to my site and pay me lots of money, he really tried to help me with it so I could... That's the type of tech guy he is. He wants you to learn so you can fix your problems yourself. He doesn't want you to be 100% reliant on him. So he teaches as much as he helps, which is amazing, especially in our space where we feel like we're at the whim of whatever tech is doing to us or doing for us.
I like how fast he is, right? So usually when I'm reaching out to Grayson, it's in crisis mode. I'm ripping my hair out. I'm highly stressed. I send that email into his ticket system, and like instantly, I don't know how they do it that quickly, because it doesn't matter what day of the week, what time of the day, my issue gets handled very quickly. So he is...
Well, I had an issue very recently when we were at FinCon and he was there. We had seen him there and he was responding from his phone. Like, amazing. I shouldn't say this because maybe he can't always be on 24/7. Like, he is human, but he does have a team as well. But Grayson came on and talked to us about site speed. So if you somehow have not heard that one, it is one of our most listened to episodes, yeah. I believe. But if somehow you missed it, go back and listen to that one because he had a lot of great tips. And because he is very succinct and to the point, every minute of that podcast, I think, is full of helpful information.
So many nuggets in there.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to take it in a different direction right now. And I am going to say one of my favorite guests of all time, and I think this was before you joined me, Corinne, so you may not be familiar unless you listened to the episode, was with Nicole Mickle. And she talked about being authentic, and she was in the real estate market. And I just have to say, this was one of those conversations that when we ended our call together, I was still smiling. She is just that person that makes you feel so good. And I thoroughly enjoyed talking to her. And it was one of those conversations that just stands out in my mind as being one of my favorite podcast episodes. So, I mean, authenticity is so important in what we do. And she just really hits that home and how she did it and how she grew her following. So definitely one of my all-time favorites.
So along those same lines, I wasn't here for Nicole, so I missed out on that personal conversation. But the person that left me with that same sort of emotion was Will Green. Both times that we've had him on, again, an amazing human. Like, and this, I think Will Green is the guest that when we had him on made me fall in love with the podcast, like with what we do here, because how free he is with the information that he shares. We stayed on and talked with him long after the recording ended because he was helping us personally with our own sites. Like he just could not turn off helping mode. It's just how he is. So he shared information very freely on both episodes. He was one of the beta testers for a topic when AdThrive brought that on. That's what he came on and talked about the second episode. But he, like, we always talk about like the behind the curtain look at how people do things. He does. He leaves the curtain wide open and he'll tell you exactly what he's doing to be successful in business. And he is quite successful. So follow all of his advice. But yeah, Will Green was one of my all-time favorites. And I do remember, I think we stayed as long after the podcast as we did recording the podcast. It was a great conversation.
So I keep all my podcast notes in one notebook and his is like pages and pages of notes. Yeah, he was definitely, definitely a fun one. Okay, so I guess I would say my next favorite guest was when we talked to Brandon Gailey about SEO and taking a unique approach to SEO. And I feel like he has such a unique approach that has truly worked for him. I mean, his podcast is The Blogging Millionaire, right? Mm-hmm. He became a millionaire from blogging using his strategy. So there's so many good nuggets in that conversation. It's one that I find myself going back and listening to again and again. And we all know I hate listening to my own voice. It's kind of like, it's like when you talk on a microphone and you hear yourself amplified. Well, when you listen to your own podcast, it's kind of like that. You sit and you criticize yourself over and over. But it is one of my favorite conversations, and I have found myself going back to it more than once to re-listen and get some nuggets out of there.
Well, and we did implement most of the strategy points in the building of our niche sites. Like when it comes to building niche, smaller sites, you know, and scaling them, his advice is spot on. Moving on, since we're on the topic of SEO, I've got to talk about Aleca because, you know, SEO is I love SEO. I'm such an SEO nerd. Not an SEO expert, but boy, do I love talking to them. So Aleca was one of my favorites. She's so personable.
And bubbly.
She is. She's super bubbly. She was super fun to talk to. And her advice, the thing I really like about talking to Aleca, and for those of you that are afraid of SEO or are intimidated by it, listen to that episode because she is so approachable and she makes it so unintimidating. I don't think that's a word, but you know what I mean by it. Because she talks like a human and she talks about these phrases in a way that makes a lot of sense. And she really knows her stuff. Like she really does. She has a great SEO course specifically for food bloggers, but most of the principles apply to any type of site. But all the examples she gives are for her food site. So if you're a food blogger, you especially get a lot out of it. But yeah, great interview. She was super bubbly to talk to. But the thing that I loved most is how approachable she makes SEO for people that are intimidated by it.
Yeah, she's definitely, she's a great one. So it's funny that you bring up Aleca, because one of the people that always recommends Aleca is Casey. At Casey Marquis. So he was an early guest on the podcast. And I think it was just me back when it was just me hosting the podcast. And I talked to Casey, of course, about SEO, because he is the SEO ninja. And it was such a great conversation. And he's, again, like Aleca too, he's so open. He shares everything and anything. And if you are in the Food Blogger Central Facebook group, he is so free and open. Like you said with Grayson, Casey is the same way. So if you post a question and tag him, he will answer it, and very quickly. Whether it's good or bad, whether he points you, you know, like says you're doing something wrong or tells you the right way to go about doing it. He's so super helpful and giving with his time. I really enjoyed that conversation and again, got so much out of it.
So as long as we're talking SEO, I got to talk about, and both of us enjoyed love that conversation with Chef Dennis.
He was a blast.
He was so much fun to talk to. And he talked about the non-sexy part of SEO. Like, everybody worries about backlinks and, you know, content auditing. They're scary words. And like, that conversation with him, because that's like, when I think SEO, I'm all about the keyword research and I love a good like template for where to put things in your post. Like, I love all that side of it. And, you know, even like going to Google and doing alphabet soup, like anything on the keyword research side, I love all that post SEO stuff, like all of the backlinking, you know, running through your old content was the part that like to me just sounded like drudgery. And I think that was my turning point on SEO was with Chef Dennis, like after we talked to him, because he was so excited about it and he made it sound so easy. Like, he really boiled it down into, you know, into a simple strategy. So that was another good episode.
That was a lot of fun.
Great conversation. He was so much fun to talk to.
All right. Switching gears now. I'm going to move on to email and
our other favorite topic.
SEO should be the first thing you work on your website. Email should be the second. I'm going to say Allie Grummert. She was just so much fun to talk to. We actually met her at IFBC, the International Food Bloggers Conference, and we just clicked and hit it off and talked nonstop, the three of us. She was just so much fun. And she has great insights when it comes to email marketing, because that is her sphere of influence. And she is just brilliant when it comes to effectively crafting email sequences and putting that all together. She is also a whiz at Asana. She is the big Asana guru. So we try to convince her to switch over to Airtable, but we think she's sticking with Asana.
So, and then speaking of email, and Allie was like, we see her at other conferences now. It's like the highlight of most of my trips is running into Allie. She's delightful. But equally delightful and equally brilliant at email marketing, and really like the queen of email. I know her name is well known in our circles. And that is Kate Doster. Like, the freebies she gives for her list, like if you don't have them, go to the show notes, figure out how to get her opt-ins. She does freebies the way she does email marketing, really the way all of us should be doing it. She gives away great freebies. Like, you see her freebies, you're like, if this is what she gives us for free, like what does she sell? Cause I want it. Her, you know, she gives away like her content ideas for emails. Like, if you struggle with email, Kate's your go-to girl. Like, definitely go, at least go to the show notes and grab whatever freebies you can from her. Because she's a genius at it, one, but two, she's just, it's her passion. Like, this is...
Oh, you can feel it. It's palpable when you talk to her.
It is her passion. So if you aren't excited about email marketing, if that's you, go listen to that podcast, because you will be like Christina and I. Oh, we must do email, because she's so encouraged. Like, she's email's cheerleader. Like, she's the head cheerleader of email.
And I like what you said, Corinne. Like, her freebies are so good, it really makes you wonder, like, what she's selling. And I think that that's a great philosophy, not to get off topic, but that we all need to think about when we're creating our freebies.
Right. Like, we're all worried about giving away too much for free, but because she does that, like, I really will. I'll buy whatever she is going to sell, because I know what she gives away for free is already, like, she could have charged for it. Yeah. So different philosophy, and it works. I mean, she's very successful at what she does.
Now, speaking about people that are so giving of information, my next favorite is our interview with Stephanie Keeping. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about somebody who just freely gives of information. I mean, she is just a gem at that. And we both met her in the Bloggers Tell All Facebook group when that was a thing. And she was just a whiz at certain things. And I think what I love about her is the way her brain works and how strategic and analytical she is, yet she still harnesses that creative side. So she talked a lot about her strategy for photographing content. And for me, that makes sense, right? Like, that's how my brain operates. And she's just got a great system for creating photos that make people want to click. And I took so many nuggets out of that that I, again, this is another one I go back and I listen to. Although, like I said, I hate hearing my own voice, but I'll go back and listen to this because she had so many good nuggets in there.
Well, and you know, the thing I really love about Stephanie, which is true, I think it's true of everyone that we've mentioned so far, that these are people that are super successful in their field, very successful. Mm-hmm. And so their hourly rate, right? Like, if they were to calculate their hourly rate, is worth a lot. And they are so free, like, with their time coming to share their information for no benefit. Like, there's no benefit to them other than getting to impact others and make the space a better place. So she's a fabulous person. And just so, going back to what you were saying earlier about Nicole, Stephanie to me is one of the most authentic people.
And she tells you like it is. She lets you peek behind that curtain and... Mm-hmm.
Flaws and all, she'll talk about her foibles and
yep.
So speaking of Bloggers Tell All, when we were in that group, they had planned a retreat at one point, and there was a group of us that had signed up for the retreat. COVID ended up interrupting that, and we never went. But as a result, this is my mastermind group. We formed this mastermind group of people that were going to go to the retreat because we started working on stuff beforehand. And then we really liked each other. And one of the members of that mastermind was Alicia Murray. And Alicia, it's been amazing to watch her growth since that time. So we never made it to the retreat, but she used everything from the mastermind group, and she follows, Stephanie Keeping, and did a lot of the things Stephanie was recommending in the group up until the group closed. And one of the things she really focused on as a result was Facebook. And she went so far beyond what was being taught and really honed her own system and then shared that system very freely with us on the podcast. Yeah. Amazing success with the system, continues to have that. It's exactly how her mind works. Systematically, she figured out a great system for her. But again, she's a personal friend too, so I just love who she is as a person. But it was amazing to me to see how much growth she got out of that strategy, and that she then, after working out all the kinks of the strategy over the course of, I think it was about a year on her own, she just came and gave away all of her tips on the podcast.
And I don't think it's just that it's working for her. Her strategy is working for other bloggers too.
Everyone else in our mastermind group is doing it.
And I think the proof is in the pudding there with her strategy. So, I mean, that's definitely worth a listen.
It's time to stop working harder and start working smarter. It's time for you to take control of your business instead of letting it control you. Our Smart Influencer System is a comprehensive business management system built in Airtable. We did all of the hard work. All you need to do is add your data.
The best part is you only need Airtable's free plan to use the Smart Influencer system. Want to see a demo? Head over to thesmartinfluencer.com/system to check it out.
All right. So the next guest, since we're on this Facebook topic, the next guest I want to talk a little bit about was Josh from Post Planner. I just thought our conversation with him was fantastic. I mean, I got so much out of that. And I'm all about automating and streamlining, and the less hands-on we have to be, the better. So I just love that.
That's one of my favorite tools. This is another thing that amazes me too about our space is the number of people that are running big businesses and like with legitimate skills, right? Like, because he does most of the coding on that on his own, and he does have a team now. But when you reach out to someone at Post Planner, like most of the time you're getting Josh. Like, that's amazing to me that we have that type of access to someone who's built something so amazing.
Yeah. Like the brains behind the operation who can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that conversation was great. I mean, I'm, like I said, I love everything that has to do with streamlining and automating, and Post Planner has so many fantastic features. It's really, really a great tool.
It is. And makes, especially the way they're evolving it based on blogger feedback.
Yeah, I loved that. And it really made me rethink my strategy for scheduling my Facebook content. So that was a great conversation.
So I'm going to switch gears a little in talking about the next person that that sticks out in my memory. Because for me, and you know, this is evident in that we still have not launched our YouTube channel. Like, despite the fact that we record these podcasts via Zoom, and half the time we get ready because eventually we're going to put these on YouTube, we still haven't done it because both you and I are camera shy. Me so more than you, because I know you, you know, you have your YouTube channel and you do TV spots, but I've been, like, I'll admit it, I'm the one that's dragging my feet on this. So Kathy Hester has almost gotten me there. I don't know what, I just need to go re-listen to that podcast.
Go re-listen.
Yeah, because she, like, she's so great on live video and she's just so authentic. You know, hearkening back to what you said about Nicole, but Kathy just has, like, she's so bubbly, but she really had so many practical tips in there about getting comfortable doing live video.
And I think that's the big part of it, is actually just being comfortable. And the only way you're going to get comfortable is to do it. You can't talk yourself into being comfortable.
Right.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
And I think too, like, being okay, and this is where I start to fall apart, is like being okay with the fact that not everyone's going to love what you do. Not everyone is your person.
And not everything is perfect.
Right. Right.
It's not always going to be. That's where I struggle, is the perfectionism. And I think one of the things I love, because I just want to talk about this too, is Kathy's personality. I mean, her personality is fantastic. And I'll never forget that story she told. I don't remember if she told it on our podcast or when we met her at IFBC, but the story where she was in the middle of doing this live cooking demo and there was a car crash outside of her house and she had to like stop in the middle and go render help while everybody was still listening because she was still mic'd up.
Right.
And I think that, like she said, it's, stuff's going to happen, right? Things are going to happen and you're just going to deal with it and roll better. And I think people like to see that we're not so polished and perfect.
Right. Right.
So that was your big kick out of the box from Kathy. I think you need to go listen to that again.
I do have to listen to it again because I remember being actually excited about live video when we got off and then, I don't know, got too far away from the conversation, I guess. So definitely need to give that one another listen.
So while we're talking about doing video and live video, one of the guests that really comes to mind for me is Caleb. Caleb Dempsey was so much fun. Again, we met him at IFBC and he is just an awesome human. And he was so great to chat with, but his product of that he represents for Ecamm is so cool. I mean, if you're doing any kind of online video, you need to check it out.
It did almost tip me. This is where you almost got me to the Mac too, because I'm a PC person, because it's only available on Mac.
I'm working on her. Slowly but surely, I try to chip away at that all the time.
Caleb almost had me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is just, it's a really cool product for capturing video, and especially if you do live sessions and things like that. There's so many really cool features that you can incorporate, and it streamlines the process. So like you can have templates of stuff made. So you're not reinventing the wheel every time. And we all know I love streamlining. So that was really cool.
Well, and I think what I liked about that too is for me, anytime I'm doing my own photos and the few times I've done video, the editing process for me takes a long time. So what I love about that is you do so much of it while you're actually recording that you save so much time on the tail end.
So really cool. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that one.
All right. So to round this out while we're on the topic, because she's certainly not probably our biggest guest, but for me, one of the most fun and really like kind of rounds out everything we've talked about because she does videos, she's on social media, she's super relatable and authentic, and that's Carolina. So from Mama Instincts. And she is, you know, we've been very good friends for a very long time, so I was delighted when she agreed to come on and talk to us on the podcast. But Carolina is just so authentically her, and yeah, she's so great at live video. Back when Instagram was her primary platform, I mean, I remember being with her, and this to me is a true skill. She was posting, you know, stories all day long. We'd be together at a conference or we'd be traveling somewhere together, and I never even really noticed her doing it. And you know, that's very hard to be an influencer and be on your phone and getting work done without making the people that you're with feel like you're interrupting it. Or she'd incorporate you in a way that was fun and, you know, is great for her audience, and you didn't feel like you were being left out while she was working, you know, at the same time as being with you. So it did not surprise me when she found TikTok success right away, because that really is made for the type of personality she has. But I loved all the tips she shared on TikTok, and I loved that they were all based on her. Like, she's so approachable, right? Like, she's just another one of our friends. But she found her platform. She shared all of her tips for doing it. If I was inclined to do live video, like, that would have got me into TikTok. But, you know, I like my website and my email list. So
everybody's so close to pushing you over
they are.
You're like that game with the quarters. You remember that from when we were little, that like the quarters hang on the edge of the like the precipice of the cliff, and you're always hoping that your next quarter is going to push them all over. That's you hanging onto the edge of the video.
If TikTok played into my strategy in any real way, like Carolina's conversation would have got me there. But
yeah, she had me. Like, as soon as we ended that conversation, I mean, I was researching left and right and, you know, trying to work up a strategy for incorporating that. But she just has, I think, even if you're not doing TikTok, I think she just has so many great insights and tips for, you know, being authentic and just getting out there and doing it, you know, whatever it is, you know, that's holding you back. I think you can relate a lot of what she said back to that. She has, you know, I think she's a good motivator.
She is.
She missed her calling in life.
But I do think, I really do feel like TikTok is her platform. And Instagram stories, at the time that was working, was really good for her too, because she's very good at the spur of the moment. You need to see her face because she knows how to connect through a camera. But she shared a lot of great tips in that chat. But I also, I don't know, to me it kind of encapsulates everything about everybody on this list that we've covered today. Just how willing people are to share what they know because they love what they do, and they want other people to love it too.
Yeah, I love the passion that comes through, and like you said, that willingness to share and being open, like completely open to where you can ask anything and no question is stupid. I've never once with any of our guests ever felt stupid asking the dumb question, you know? And sometimes I do that. Like, I try to ask the questions that people maybe thinking about, you know, like, because we can't get everybody's feedback before we record these. Right. But I try to think ahead to what would be the average question that anybody would ask. And none of our guests have ever made me feel silly asking anything.
Yeah, the complete generosity with which people share what they know is, it's one of my favorite things about doing this podcast. So,
so we didn't even hit, like, we hit what, 16% of our guests so far. Just the tip of the iceberg. And like I said, this, just because we mentioned these people here today does not mean any of the guests that we didn't mention are not valuable in and of themselves, because there were so many. We actually had to go through, Kern and I made our lists, and we could only pick so many, right. Or we'd be here all day. and 100 episodes.
Originally, I think we were going to try and do 10. And yeah, we stopped ourselves at 16 because we thought this is getting to be, because we probably could have just gone through and told you what we love about every single guest. Because everyone certainly has been very generous with their information, and it's a nice conversation when we have them on. So, and clearly we're both talkers. So,
yeah. So we encourage you, go back and binge the old stuff, you know, like just binge it. I mean, there's some good nuggets in there. Even if you've already heard it once, I go back and listen to them a couple of times to make sure, you know, that I'm getting everything out of there.
And also because we ask the questions that we assume other people are asking or the ones that we want to know the answers to, if you listen to one of the older episodes and there's something that you wish we'd dive deeper on, like let us know, because we're happy to bring guests back. We've definitely done that with some of them, to have them come back on other topics or to go deeper into a topic because we realized we couldn't cover it all in the span of 45 minutes to an hour. But let us know, because we're happy to bring anyone back to answer the questions that you have.
Yeah. So tag us, DM us, whatever it takes. You know, we're happy to, we want this show to help you as much as possible. So we have 100 episodes under our belt and we have 100 more in the works, because you know us, we do nothing on a small scale. We binge and batch everything. So we've got so much more great content coming your way. Make sure you subscribe so you're getting the emails whenever we drop new episodes. And thank you all so much for hanging in there with us and going through that learning curve in the beginning when I was like shaking as I'm doing my interviews. But it's definitely more fun with you, Corinne.
Well, I didn't know a world before Christina in podcasting. So all I've known is pure joy from the start. Thank you all for listening. Hit subscribe and let us know what else you want to hear.
This episode was brought to you by the Smart Influencer System. The Smart Influencer System was custom built for influencers like yourself who are overwhelmed trying to manage all of the moving parts of your business. If you want to drive traffic and earn more money, you need the Smart Influencer System. Head over to check out the demo at thesmartinfluencer.com/system.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. You can connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at The Smart Influencer. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about today's episode. You can support the Smart Influencer podcast by leaving a review on your favorite podcast player. This helps others discover our content and helps us bring great guests onto the show. And we encourage you to share the Smart Influencer podcast with your friends and colleagues who are looking to work smarter, not harder. Don't forget to check out the show notes for the links to everything we talked about today, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Now, go make today great.